Everyone's favorite autodidactic iconoclast, Drew Marshall.
My father told me.
All right, folks, in for a treat. This is my Christmas present. Previous couple of hours, I've been giving away CDs and concert tickets and free advertising, but this is about me. I found out about this guy, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, and I said, I got to have this guy on my show. I don't care. Anybody know how to get a hold of him? Finally, a mutual friend, Kathy Wright, was able to get a hold of this gentleman. And if you go to our Facebook page, The Drew Marshall Show, go to Facebook, type in The Drew Marshall, go to The Drew Marshall Show Facebook page, you will see this video. It's basically got two kids in the woods, and I'm telling you, we got to talk about this song, Noah, but that song, there were so many spiritual undertones that played with my soul for a good hour. I mean, I watched the thing a few times, and just, it was like I was zoning on the computer screen, on the monitor. But we found him. He's here in studio. This is him singing in the background, Noah Thrall. He will be performing live in just a minute.
Stay under the willow tree at night. We are scared, so we don't sleep. I'll hold you, you kiss me. Bird whisper in my ear, tell me you feel safe in my arms, safe in my arms. The marsh take you away. Stay here, my love.
Well, I can't take it anymore. Let's start this segment, Timmy. A guy with no bio, Noah Thrall.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
When did you find out that I was getting a hold of you? And how did you find out? Did Kathy get a hold of you?
Yeah, it was I guess it was about 3 weeks ago, you said. She just called me, and I was actually out of the house at the time, in the van. And my little brother came out. It was saying, there's a phone call for you. And I was kind of, you know, I'm busy. You know, I can't exactly take this one.
Yes.
But anyway, he mentioned the radio, and some lady was talking about it. So I decided, okay, I can spare 5 minutes.
So kind of you.
Yeah, so I ran in and talked to her about it. He just said, Drew Marshall wants to get a hold of you, radio show.
And you went, who?
Yeah, I had no idea at the time, but I was like, yeah, just give him my email and we'll...
Have you ever done a radio show before?
No, this is the first one.
How long have you been doing the music thing your whole life? Musical family, this is the Von Trapps, is that your last name?
Well, that's actually my dad's joke.
Okay. Oh, really? Seriously?
It is.
Okay, dad is here in the studio.
Yeah, so he's musical. I've been doing it for, I guess... 7 years now? 8 years?
Okay.
Playing guitar and then kind of picked up some drums, piano, and singing and writing kind of between now and then. So.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That video that I saw,
yeah.
I want to talk about this right
sure,
away.
Yeah.
By the way, are you able to do that song later in the show?
Yeah, of course.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Dude, that's my Christmas present right there. I can rest in peace. What is the goal with that? Like, why has that impacted me so much?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you how it's impacted you, but for me, it was kind of this. It started as this song about just kind of being with someone and together becoming kids again, and just kind of discovering this world that's actually just your imagination. You know, whether you know you're in love with someone, whatever it might be, just kind of becoming kids again and discovering a world, and just kind of it's actually a lot like Bridge to Terabithia, if you've seen the movie.
Yeah. I interviewed the kid. There was a kid actor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember that kid's name. Man.
Josh. How'd you...
No, I'm trying to remember. It was a girl.
It was a girl,
was it?
Oh, was it? I can't remember that actress's name.
No, because you're hopped up on Benadryl.
Because I'm hopped up on... folks, today's show has been sponsored by Benadryl. Anyway, the reason that I can think back on that thing affecting me... By the way, what's the song called again?
World Unknown.
World Unknown. It felt like it tapped into... me being a lost kid, feeling lonely in the world, spiritually. Mm. There were, dude, there were so many spiritual undertones in that thing. And, you know, with that, with music and songs and lyrics, sometimes that can be intentional, but more often than not, it's not intentional.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you didn't write that to be a spiritual song.
No, actually not at all, if I'm honest.
So is that weird that I say that?
It is, kind of, to hear you say, like, because then it makes me wonder if I should be like, yeah, I meant to do it. Or not. You know what I mean? Like, good, glad you kind of got the vibe.
Yeah, but, yeah. That's so funny. Well, listen, let's stop talking and introduce our listeners to you playing live in the studio. Can you tell us about this first song you're going to do?
Yeah, this one's called Dancing with Raindrops. It's on my my EP called World Unknown, and it's just kind of about wanting to kind of get away from this, you know, the city world, and just kind of wanting to live out in the wilderness with no electricity, just kind of on your own. So, yeah, here it goes. It's called Dancing with Raindrops.
Folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show, my Christmas present, the one and only Noah Thrall.
From these cold concrete structures, and from these rules and regulations, the wild is our home, our house is the forest. Our showers are waterfalls. The wild is our home. Creatures for neighbors, mountains for skyscrapers. We have young faces but old souls, and we're dancing with the raindrops now. Bring our Bibles and my guitar, a pen and paper to write our songs. Let's forget the world that we came from and start a life just me and you. The wild is our home. Our house is the forest. Our showers are waterfalls. The wild is our home. Creatures for neighbors, mountains for skyscrapers. We have young faces but old souls, and we're dancing with the raindrops now. Dancing with the raindrops now. Dancing with the raindrops now.
Beautiful stuff. On the Drew Marshall Show, Noah Thrall, fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Okay, let's dissect you.
Sure.
Your guitar playing is simplistic, and it's there as the backdrop to your vocals. Mm-hmm. I think your vocals are ridiculously... the resonation in your voice is scary.
Thank you.
And then... Like, your stuff is complicated, but it's simple. So I don't know how you're doing this combo thing.
Right.
When you put together a song, is like, do you have strategy? Do you have moods? Do you have, like, where does this stuff come from, man?
Drugs. Right. In terms of, like, inspiration and stuff, it usually comes from, like, I guess three standpoints. Like, one is kind of personal experience. One can be just kind of an idea in my mind, something I've thought about, an inspiration that kind of turns into a story. And then another one that's probably just kind of my dreams, which is what that one was. It's just kind of something I've always wanted to do. Just something of, you know, you just dream of. But in terms of how a song kind of comes into reality, it just kind of does. And I know that's like, for people listening, it doesn't really make sense at all.
No, it doesn't, but it does because there are a number of artists who have talked about this. I mean, we talked about, I think it was just last week or a week ago, Tim, you know, the Bob Dylan says of his early years, I don't know where those songs came
right.
from. I that creative time in me was a mystical what the heck thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing cuz in terms of moods and stuff it doesn't really matter because you can for me I've kind of sat down in every mood there is and just started kind of playing whatever comes to mind and kind of weeding out what I do and don't like on the guitar and then I just start kind of humming something which turns into melodies which turns into words and then you know,
who do people compare you with? Because that there's a double-edged sword to the comparison thing.
Right.
You can go, you can get sick of it real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, you sound just like ABBA.
Yeah, exactly.
You can get sick of that real quick.
Yeah.
and then you know when you're trying to do your own thing and be your own thing, and to crawl out amongst the rest, to stand out.
Right.
It sucks when you're always getting compared.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the big one is probably City in Color, and that's
downstream.
Who I, yeah, exactly.
Okay, so this is an old guy here trying to get hip with the scene, yo,
right.
Dog. There is a dog right over there. So is this a Canadian guy you guys are talking about?
Yeah,
his name's Dallas Green.
Yeah.
So Dallas Green married Coach Miller's daughter,
yep.
Right? Leah Miller.
That's the connection.
Okay, got it.
Oh, there you go.
Now I know who we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a lot of City in Color. I think because when I started writing, like, my first few songs were, like, I was using his guitar licks, like, you know, his slides and his chords and that kind of stuff. Like, it was just all based around City in Color and me trying to just write a song that wasn't his, but very much was his style.
So are you, or are you just you copying him?
At that point, I was me copying him.
Okay.
But since then, I've really tried to carve out my own spot in the kind of in music and sound, taking from different spots. Like when recording, like I use a lot of ambient sounds. That you know.
Okay, I want to bring up the ambient thing because when I looked up you on online in the SoundCloud and stuff, it said ambient music.
Yeah,
ambient music makes me sound like I'm in a massage, you know, studio with my and I've got chronic neck issues. And my massage therapist. Puts on the worst music ever. And it's this relaxing stuff.
Right,
but all it does is make me want to punch someone.
Yeah, okay.
Your music does not... This is a compliment,
right,
okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Your music does not make me want to punch someone.
Good. I'm very glad. Trying to save lives all around the world.
So why ambient? What does that mean? Ambient.
Right. It's kind of just this tone or sound underneath the music. Drowned in reverb and delay, just to kind of create an atmosphere or space. It's not like at some points it's not even audible, but like it's still there. And like a lot of guitar sounds, like almost all the electric guitar sounds in my music is all ambient. Just kind of drones and stuff. It's just a like I said, create a space behind the music.
What song of yours has the most ambient start to it? As soon as you hit play, you go, oh yeah, now I know what you're talking about. Ambient music.
They all start pretty similar. I mean, World Unknown in the video is pure ambient sound.
Can we play that? It's the music in the professional production of this song is the same as the video, is it not?
In the video, it's different. There is a beginning part.
Well, we'll play just the soundtrack. Have a listen to this. This is the song I'm stoked about.
Meet me at the well. We can be adventurers like children on a forest
floor. So that
floor. That
sort of reverb, delay, echo thing is considered ambient.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just creating space. Yeah.
I think. Do the kids dig that, man? Because
I have no idea. I really have no idea.
That's the best answer right there. I have no idea, man.
I have no idea if people even notice it. Really.
Because I'm old.
Right. Okay.
And And I really appreciate that kind of, you know, when I'm in that headspace, I love that. It drags me. And that's why that video, I think it's that ambient thing that really allows the creative processing of the story of the song to be digested more.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I said that.
Yeah,
right.
Like people have said it's very dreamy and whatnot. It makes you feel like I'm dreaming, or it puts it in a different kind of space. I blame it all on the reverb.
On drugs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm trying to say.
Can we do another song?
Sure, of course.
What? Tell me about this song.
This one, I've only released it on YouTube, so it's not anywhere on SoundCloud or what. But it's called Sailor Boy, and it's just kind of about being in a relationship that has some kind of a weird ending. It just kind of ends. And it's kind of from the perspective of this sailor boy who has this locket of a girl and eventually throws it in the ocean because he's, you know, it's ended, but deep down he wants it back.
Did you read a lot of C.S. Lewis when you're growing up?
No, actually.
You have three songs so far that I know of have this child theme to it.
Yeah.
Why?
Honestly, like, I don't know. I think that's probably just because, I mean, I'm 17, so like that's kind of the mindset I've come out of, I guess, and it's just kind of what's closest to me. So I feel like I can write with that mindset, and just like because it's so innocent, like it's not tainted by anything else. It doesn't have to have so many deep meanings.
Yeah,
it's just very, very simple.
No, I love it. I think you're on a bit of a theme and a good hook here.
Awesome, great.
That's my opinion.
Great.
Live on the Drew Marshall Show, my Christmas present, folks. So happy he's here. The one and only Noah Thrall.
Somewhere deep in the ocean is a portrait head in a locket of a woman's face. Deserted by a sailor boy in love. Can you feel me missing you? Can you hear me cry for you? Pain-filled tears in the water. My heart is a compass. I'll sail after you. Remember when we were younger, careless and unafraid of what's to come. Plans to be together suddenly change. Can you feel me missing you? Can you hear me cry for you? Pain-filled tears in the water. My heart is a compass. I'll sail after you. Somewhere deep in the ocean is a portrait in a locket of a woman's face. I want it back.
Man, fantastic. Dude, you just gave me the shivers on that one.
Thank you.
Do you realize how good you are? And the answer, correct answer for Canadian is no.
Yeah, usually no.
But you got to understand that there's, you're a freak.
Thank you.
Let me just, with your father in the room, let me just tell you, you have bred a freak. How many more freaks do you have in your family? By the way, little birdie told me that they have 17 brothers and sisters. Is that right?
We're very close. Okay. I'm seven of,
You're seven of eight?
Yeah.
How many siblings are there in total?
There's eight in total. I'm number two.
And how's your mom?
She's good, Mom. How are you?
Do you know that I, over the last 11 years of doing my show, I have made great fun of the homeschooling crowd?
Oh, yeah.
You know that?
Well, I've heard of it. I've heard, yeah. Why should I have not?
No, because if they turn out like you, dude, I'm going to change my whole thing.
Oh, you're going off like the stereotype, I'm guessing.
I totally am. Because
like high socks and like,
dude,
camo hats,
homemade
and stuff.
Homemade clothing.
Okay.
You know, interfamily dating.
Yeah.
Banjo playing.
Okay. I must have missed that.
No, you totally did. Yeah. Although banjo's hot these days, yeah. Let me tell you. And little Mumford and Sons anytime. is the family really musical?
I think so far. Lydia, my sister, who's also here, plays a little bit of piano.
Lydia, how old are you?
I'm 15.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. And you play, do like Royal Conservatory kind of thing?
No,
what, just
at all.
By yourself?
Yeah.
By ear, mostly.
Is this a career?
I'd like it to be, although I can't. I feel like some people can see it more than I can. I feel like me, I'm just kind of making music just because I like to do it. And people are like, you're going to be famous one day and all this kind of stuff, but I don't really see it that way. I'm just kind of making music because I like to do it. However, I'd like to be in the music industry as a recording engineer.
Okay.
Some mixing and whatnot.
Really?
But, yeah. That's kind of where these last few years have kind of brought me. That's what I find I really like to do. So
let's take a short break just for a second. Gather our thoughts.
All right.
When we come back, Noah will do another song for us. How many have you done? Two. So we need to do two more when we come back?
That's
is that
right.
Cool? And can we finish on mine again?
Sure, of course.
I'm so excited. Yeah. Folks, you're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. It's our last 15 minutes of 2014. We don't do our show next week or the week after. It's the only two Saturdays of the year we don't have The Drew Marshall Show going on. And that's just a gift to Manny from Georgetown, who hates our show. So, when we come back, more of Noah Thrall. Stay with us.
A house is the forest. A shower's a waterfall.
Broadcasting before and probably after the rapture, it's the Drew Marshall Show.
Show tears. Keep them safe. Tears of joy, but tears of pain. Shed by a lonely heart.
In the studio is Noah Thrall. He is a guy with no bio. Why don't you have a bio, Noah?
If I'm honest, I only noticed that until, like, when I saw your post. I was like, no bio. What is he? Oh, that's right. I don't actually have a bio. I just haven't really thought about it.
I've not looked at your wrist before this comment, but I was going to say, you don't have a watch either, do you?
No, I don't.
No. Now, that used to be a telltale sign of an artist. These days, a lot of people don't have watches because we have phones.
Yeah, exactly.
But are you late for things, too?
I try not to be. I don't think I'm
Dad,
late.
Is he late for stuff?
Sometimes.
Okay. Are you an absent-minded creative?
Your
sister is agreeing with that over there. A little bit.
I'd say so, I guess.
Yeah. See, bios don't mean that much to you.
No.
You don't take yourself that seriously.
Well, I just, like, I don't know. If I'm honest, like, part of me is like, why does everyone have to know my story? That's my business.
I love this. Noah, will you do another song, please?
Of course.
What song? By the way, are you playing open tuning? Are you playing Dadgad?
Yeah, this is all. Yeah.
Wait, that wasn't Dadgad.
Open tuning.
Yeah, open. You're not doing open tuning.
Just
no,
tuning.
You're not. Okay. I thought you were doing a little Dadgad there.
No.
My apologies. All right, what's this song?
This one's called House Not Meant for One. kind of rides on the tales of like the same story that Sailor Boy is, kind of end of a relationship, but kind of your heart's still in the same spot, and your heart just kind of goes in that same direction, just kind of like, I'm just going to kind of prepare. It's hard to explain, I guess, but...
Have you ever had a girlfriend?
Yeah, like a...
Have you had your heart broken? Have you been dumped?
I'd say so. I'd say so, if I'm honest, yeah. But, yeah.
I just... You're just a fascinating cat.
Okay.
That's all I got to say. Sing this stinking song, will you?
Here it goes. Come to me this night, empty out your mind, and feel with your heart of hearts, in spite of lies you've been told. Been trying for too long to convince you that your thoughts betrayed you, and love will find you. I'll build us a house meant for one. I'm haunted by your ghosts. They follow me through my dreams. I still pray for you, that you come back safe. I've been trying for too long to convince you that your thoughts betrayed you, and love will find you. I'll build us a home. A home.
No Thrall on the Drew Marshall Show. Fantastic. You're killing the room, baby. Killing it.
Thank you.
Slaying. Okay, I have so many questions to ask. First of all, I'd just like to let you know we had a tweet come through. A tweet. Who's Ron Thrall?
This guy.
Do you know the lady that was here before? Chantel?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because Chantel, who was here before.
Right.
I think it's Chantel. Looks like her. Maybe it's someone else. Anyway, says at Ron Thrall. So how would they find you? At TDMS, that's us, and at Noah Thrall. Great show. Noah, you have an amazing heart, such an old soul. I want to talk about the old soul thing.
Sure.
Does that get you chicks?
I don't know. I don't think it has directly.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your God thing? Because I know there's some God stuff in your life. So do you believe there's a God?
Yeah, of course.
What do you mean, of course?
Oh, well, I don't know. For me, actually, there's probably a reason why I say that, is my dad has been a pastor for almost my entire life.
You're a pastor's kid?
Yeah, yeah.
You might be the first pastor's kid I've ever had on the show, other than Alice Cooper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Great.
Well, yeah, anyway, growing up in the church is kind of that thing. I mean, you always know the guy Jesus, we pray to him and stuff, and great and, you know, wonderful. But as a kid, you obviously don't understand it. You just know he's the Jesus guy. And actually, one day, I was probably like six at a Stephen Curtis Chapman concert. And I was just, something was inside me that just like, I should probably just become a Christian.
At six?
Yeah, something like that, around there.
You were dealing with some heavy sin issues at that point?
I had no idea what it meant. I just like knew that surrendering my life to God was the thing you do.
Right.
So I did it, and again, like as a kid, like it doesn't really mean much. You don't really know what a commitment is,
no.
Let alone, you know, committing your life to Christ. But, you know, the young teen stages came around, and you kind of just, you fall away from it. You're not really worried about what God thinks and how your life's honoring him or whatnot. So you just do what you want. And I was kind of in like a rebellious state and, just doing what I wanted. And then we were at a church in Waterdown where, smaller church, was involved in the worship team, and everything just kind of became a little more real to me. Like, you know, being on the worship team, you can just kind of a different feeling in worship. And I mean, I would just call it the presence of the Holy Spirit was there, and you can kind of feel it in your, I feel like you're convicted to respond in some way and just a pure sense of worship. Worship just means more when you're worshiping with someone who's in the room. So that kind of, I guess, kind of rocked my life a little bit, and decided after that I was going to get baptized. And ever since, you know, I'm not perfect. I've made a lot of mistakes since then, but it's...
I've heard.
Right? Yeah, it gets around, eh? But, yeah, it's just kind of been something that, you know, I'm not perfect just because I've devoted my life to Christ, but it's just kind of a reason to keep trying.
And, sure.
I've made a promise that I'm going to keep trying, so right, I have to... it's a reason to keep trying. So.
Well, in many ways, it's like a marriage.
Yeah, exactly.
I made a promise to keep trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of other analogies there
right.
that I will
yeah.
just refrain from yeah. going into. Okay. Well. Look. By the way, do you have anything to do with the Meeting House?
Yeah, actually, I'm an intern there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was doing a little bit of research on you, and I
yeah.
thought there might have been a Meeting House connection.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was that much of a connection.
Yeah.
If I'd known that.
Yeah, and they're a bunch of hours a week.
Wouldn't have been invited on the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, glad I'm here. I don't know.
Yeah. Listen, I really appreciate your – look, I don't know you, so I just found out about you from your music.
Right, yeah.
I like your music. I'm a fan. Obviously, your voice is something that a lot of people are loving and digging. Your guitar playing in that last song was just, I mean, yeah, that was, yeah, that was not as ambient as the other ones.
Right, yeah.
And I wish you the best. And that's what this hour is about. It's about finding young guys like Noah and saying, dude, let's come on the show and let's tell the world about what you're doing. And you have a CD that people can buy, do you?
Yeah, it's on iTunes. It's just search Noah Thrall, and it's titled World Unknown.
Noah Thrall, Thrall.
That's
you can
correct.
Find out all about him online and support these guys. Buy their stuff. You know, go to iTunes, get these songs, man. They penetrate the soul. And can I encourage you to keep writing stuff that is subversively spiritual? And because whether you are aware of it or not, there are, and now I understand, it's kind of like Mumford and Sons.
Right.
You know, there's a guy, Marcus Mumford, who's a pastor's kid as well,
yeah.
and the subversive spiritual context comes out whether he's trying or not.
Totally, yeah.
Anyway, that's all I have to say about
yeah.
that. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thank
Noah,
you. You too.
And Merry Christmas to me, because you're going to do my favorite
exactly,
song.
Exactly, yeah. This is for you.
This is it. Again, the setup is?
For
this song, what is
this
it?
This song, yeah, it's just kind of about knowing someone and just kind of entering in this close-knit journey with them and becoming kids again and wanting to just be kids and explore a world with just your imaginations and create this world that you can discover together. So.
And again, Noah didn't tend on this, but when I watched this video, which is on our Facebook page, these two kids, and brilliantly shot. Who the heck shot this video?
It was Kyle Dowie of Kirkland Films. First music video, by the way. That was his first.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And my first.
fantastic thing. Go to our Facebook page, The Drew Marshall Show, and you'll see it there. It's a, I don't know, it's there. And see if you pick up on the spiritual vibes that I got as well. Well, our last musical guest and our last moment of The Drew Marshall Show for 2013. We'll see you again January 11th, 2014. Merry Christmas, everybody. And look, C.S. Lewis talks about the Celts referring to the great gap closing between the created and the creator, and they're called thin places. And that's what I really wish for all of us this holiday season, this Christmas, that we be eerily freaked out by thin places, where, again, that gap between the creator, between the heavens and the earth, becomes thinner, just closes, and something happens to our soul. That's what I wish for all of us this Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Meet me at the well. We can be adventurous like children on a forest floor. We can sail the seas on a boat of cardboard. This land is ours. This land is ours. We're pioneers. We're pioneers. We're pioneers of a world unknown. Of a world unknown.